Our religious history as Unitarian Universalists began much later than the story of Ephraim I began this service with. And it is spattered with stories of refusal, dismissal, and rejection to important questions of doctrine, freedom, and even particular visions of paradise. These stories of the sacred no can help us to say yes to our faith's most precious gifts. There were the early English Unitarians refusing to choose between reason and revelation, saying no to the singular authority of scripture, saying yes to a blend of biblical authority and reason. A century later, Universalism saying no to the idea that Christ had died to save individuals, but a sacred yes to the saving of all humanity as one body, and notions of universal salvation reflecting the restoration, the practicing of paradise. We have did not find a founding moment in America, but a series of moments and groups that came together gradually. Different early Universalist communities in New England found each other through a sacred shared no to state-sponsored religion in the late 1700s, which cut them off from traditional Puritan congregations who were receiving tax support. Joseph Priestley preached to some of the first Unitarian congregations in the United States the sacred no that Jesus was more than human, saying yes to his inspirational, very human life. Hosea Ballou, a Universalist preacher, said his sacred no that Jesus had not died to appease an angry God, but to soften the hard hearts of humanity. Saying a sacred yes to the notion that all, even those who have done wrong, may find heaven. William Ellerly Channing, a Unitarian, said no to war, the War of 1812 as it was, though his stance on abolition of slavery remained hesitant. But Unitarian educator Lydia Maria Child risked her career publishing children's books to be opposed, to say no to slavery being joined by ministers Theodore Parker and Thomas Wentworth Higginson. And the last person jailed for blasphemy for saying no in the United States was a Universalist. Humanists among us have imbued a sacred yes into the faith in science and humanity rather than a belief in God. Unitarian Universalists who participated in the early civil rights movement saying yes to equality and no to the murder and lynching of African Americans. Unitarian Universalists gathered to say no to the Vietnam War burning draft cards. Our sacred yes has divided us. Our sacred no and some other yeses have brought us in and out of this community of Unitarian Universalist community and returning to fight against racism as beloved community, and the struggle for racial justice have continued to be a defining commitment in our movement. As Unitarian Universalists, we said yes to LGBTQ pastors, no to sexist language. We have said yes to spiritual seekers, yes to those who hold Jewish heritage, yes to humanist or Christian beliefs. Pagans and Buddhists in our congregations join in religious community and ritual together. Now, this is a splattering of moments of sacred no's and sacred yeses in our religious history as Unitarian Universalists, many of which you can find described in more detail in our UU Pocket Guide, which I invite you to pick up and read. We have stumbled often throughout our history, especially in that journey, that commitment toward beloved community. We can claim now with gratitude the legacy of heretics, people who said a sacred no, and reformers who affirmed a sacred yes, as well as those who built our institutions, asked the right questions, and created centers of ritual and fellowship through our faith's adolescence and its maturing. During this pandemic, for now over a year, we at UUSCB, we as Unitarian Universalist congregations have said no to gathering in person, while some other religious communities, even congregations here in our Santa Clarita Valley and around the world, have made other choices. We reviewed the science, listened to experts in public health, our own notions of care for one another. We showed leadership in what we said no to, and to our attention to the needs of the most vulnerable over and above our personal choices. We said yes to our relationships, to creativity, to keeping one another alive. On March 15th, 2020, my first online sermon with you focused on tapping into our shared wisdom, the wisdom that draws us together, the wisdom of small bravery, the wisdom of our own sensations. What I said then, unsure and a bit scared, truly, is still true. Being able to connect with the emotions that bring you peace, joy, strength, those things that are a sacred yes that we wish to hold on to, knowing where to root oneself, but not relinquishing contact and intimacy. The sensation of washing our hands is an act of love, an act of care, an act of letting our hypervigilant bodies be at ease, washing away what does not serve us, wrote the poet Dorie Midnight. We don't need to be in the same room, the same zip code to take into our collective power to make sure we survive, that our mental health survives. We need each of us to make it through this. We still do. Lines from Lynn Unger's poem, Pandemic, written the second week of the pandemic, still ring true. Know that our lives are in one another's hands. Reach out all the tendrils of compassion that move invisibly where we cannot touch. Your board has appointed a small task force to support all of us in asking and answering the questions about when and how we will return to in-person gathering on Sundays and into our affinity groups and programs. We'll have more information soon, but what I can tell you now is that right now we need to persist. Persist to outlast the temptation to take unnecessary risks with each other's lives, with the potential of contributing to the spread of this virus, including new variants. Persist at saying no to dividing our congregation into the eligible and the ineligible, the vaccinated and the not. Persist in turning distance into intimacy. Persist to use social distancing to turn the spread of infection all the way down. We set a sacred yes, a promise, when we first responded to COVID-19 that we must continue to keep to all of us who find us, the old members and the new, the vulnerable and the privileged, the young and the old, visitors and the oldest of UU friends, a promise that is this: the doors of our spiritual home are flung wide open to you. The doors of our spiritual home are flung wide open to you. In the closing of my column in the April 2020 Flame newsletter is still true. While so much is unscripted and unwritten about how to do ministry in this context, we share an enduring guide. As Unitarian Universalists, we follow the path of the sacred yes of love, generosity, and kindness, where it leads together. We will find sanctuary and hope.
There will be better days. There will be better days. There will be better days. There will be better days.
Let the wave
there will be better days.
Wash
there will be better days. There will be better days. There will be better days.
Let the wave wash over me.
There will be better days. There will be better days.
I am
there will be better days.
Already
there will be better days.
under.
There will be better days.
Let the wave wash over me.
There will be better days. There will be better days.
Let the wave wash over me.
There will be better days.